Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, a staunch opponent of Ukraine aid, is being considered for Secretary of State.
President Biden led the Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. He spoke of his desire to end U.S. involvement in wars.
Four presidents faced a decision after we'd gotten bin Laden whether to end our longest war in history in Afghanistan. I was determined not to leave it to the fifth.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Biden, who has been part of the public atmosphere here in Washington, D.C. for nearly half a century, this is probably one of the last times that we're going to see him in a setting like this in his public capacity, first as a senator, then as vice president, now as president.
In Southern California, they're continuing to fight the mountain fire. Across the country, the Northeast is seeing unusual fires. Tom Holley is mayor of Greenwood Lake, New York.
In my over 50 years of living here, this has been the most significant and probably most potentially dangerous situation I've seen or been involved in.
200 nations have gathered in Azerbaijan to address climate change, and the U.S. envoy had an unusual warning, Stacy Lynn reports.
For those of us dedicated to climate action, last week's outcome in the United States is obviously bitterly disappointing.
He says he's worried President-elect Donald Trump will put climate work on the back burner.
It is clear that the next administration will try to take a U-turn and reverse much of this progress.
Trump has pledged to withdraw Washington from the landmark Paris Agreement.
That is what he has said, and we should believe him.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Israel may be moving to allow more aid into Gaza, as Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Israel faces a U.S. deadline this week to increase aid or face restrictions on American military support. And it appears to be working. We went to see aid trucks ready to roll at one of four access points.
The deadline is Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 313 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Those that want to up their neighborhood safety have an opportunity this week. The Racine Neighborhood Watch is hosting a training event Wednesday night to educate people about drugs and crime. There's more about how to sign up on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media page. In a move to streamline college admissions, Racine Unified has a new program. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. There are 10 UW campuses participating, including UW-Milwaukee and Green Bay. Veterans are being honored today across the area, including at Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum. These locations and many others are hosting special events to thank veterans for their service. Kenosha police have refuted social media rumors about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary last week. The teen suspect was arrested Thursday and charged Friday. Police say they found replica firearms and evidence of school shooting-related searches at his home. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team has advanced to the semifinals after maintaining their shutout streak for three games. They put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoff last week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. Why do you say that?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
Diamond and Cherry Cherry on WRJN. I'm counting down the days now. We're getting close now. 13 more days. I've got my tickets to go to Chicago to see A Beautiful Noise. Beautiful Noise is a Broadway-style musical featuring the music of Neil Diamond, and I just figure it's going to be one of those shows where you know pretty much every word to every song, so looking forward to that 13 days from now. Now, though, The Beatles on WRJN.
Shh. Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Just when you needed me so.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. We're all adults here, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We can talk about adult things a little bit, right?
Oh, boy. Don't get me into trouble.
No, I won't. So as you know, in addition to this job, I have another job that I do from time to time. And for that job, they occasionally send you out for a drug test.
Okay.
So I recently had to go do a drug test for this job. So I go in and there's the attendant there and he hands you the little cup and he takes a Sharpie and he draws a line on it. And he says, I need you to fill at least this much. Okay. So he says, you have 3 minutes to do it. There's the bathroom. Go in there and it gives you all the rules and everything. All right. You with me so far?
I am. It sounds like an Olympic competition. Go ahead.
Kind of. So I go in there and I had just drunk a 20 ounce bottle of water and I couldn't fill up to the line. I wasn't even close. And pretty soon the 3 minutes are up and there's a knock on the door and he says, it's time to come out. I'm like, okay. I said, well, I couldn't fill it up.
Sorry to disappoint you, sir.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So he says, well, maybe it'll be enough. Let's take a look. And there's like two little, I don't know, canisters that he's got to put. He says, it's got to get up to this line on this canister and this line on this canister. If you make it there, you're good. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I didn't fill it up to the line. I don't know. So he pours it in and it was more than enough. I don't know what this guy was talking about, but he just kind of randomly drew the Sharpie mark, you know, just randomly drew the line
on
the
place.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, give me a heart attack. Exactly. Exactly. So, haven't had the results yet. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, Stuart.
All right. Well, hopefully all that crystal meth that you,
I know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Right. There's Stuart J. Waddles who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers, AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA brand insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN tonight. Mostly cloudy, maybe a couple of sprinkles, a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 48.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back it
all. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Oh, oh, oh.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, this is for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are,
you make it
hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still living?
Jesus' name. Here is the lock and laughter, the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. Be my lady.
So much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to streamline college admissions, Racine Unified has a new program. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. The effort will evaluate students based on their junior year performance, sending out admission offers during the summer before senior year. There are 10 UW campuses participating, including UW-Milwaukee and Green Bay. There are several Veterans Day events today in Racine and Kenosha. Memorial Hall will host a solemn ceremony, and in Kenosha, the Civil War Museum will present a program. As veterans are being thanked, there are also efforts to get them off the streets. Lisa Hale has more.
Today is Veterans Day. In the homeless population of Wisconsin, veterans outnumber regular citizens proportionately.
Of course, we have the largest population that's going to have PTSD issues, yeah. Right? More than any other organization. That goes along with that, you're going to have a connection of substance abuse to deal with those PTSD issues if they're not getting help. So that's a secondary to that.
Tim Cody is a full-time volunteer with the Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton.
They didn't miss it by much. Those that run the Marquette Law School poll are reporting a margin of error of 1.9 points for the 2024 presidential race. The pollsters were closer in the Senate race, off 1.1 point. A statement says the performance is consistent with the poll's long-term average error of 2 points. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48. WRJN.
traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, a study found that shorter women have shorter pregnancies. Makes sense to me, you know, shorter commute, so to speak.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain 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 above.
News and timeless. our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Now I'm a
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, still, what, 2 weeks? Two and a half weeks, I guess, away from Thanksgiving. You know, this year's Thanksgiving is the latest it can be. The date of Thanksgiving is determined by federal law, which mandates that it be celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November each year. This was established in 1941 to ensure a consistent holiday date and to avoid conflicts with the end of the month, which could shorten the holiday shopping season. So Thanksgiving can fall as early as November 22nd, which happens when November starts on a Thursday. And the last time this occurred was in 2018. It will happen again in 2029. But this year, the latest it can be, November 28th.
Why do you build me up?
And timeless favorites. WRJN.